And now, without further ado, making a return appearance to the Evan Funk Davies Show 3 years after their initial live set, I am thrilled to present live music from White Hills, engineered by Glenn Luttman, here on WFMU. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. All right, that was a live set from White Hills here on WFMU. They have a brand new self-titled album out on Thrill Jockey, and we're thrilled to have them for a return visit here on the Evan Funk Davies Show.
Yes, and thank you, Evan. Thank you very much for asking us back.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Dave, why don't you introduce the band for those who missed you 3 years ago and also your new drummer.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so we have Ego Sensation on bass, as always.
Woo.
And Henny over here.
Henny.
Mr. Lee Henny. Henshaw on the drums. Lee Kyle.
Now, he's without benefit of a microphone, so you're going to have to translate, but I have a drum nerd question. Are you left-handed and you just play open, or are you right-handed and you just have a crazy grip?
I'm left-handed, right-footed.
Oh.
Yeah, left-handed, right-footed, if you didn't hear that.
That's okay. That's interesting.
Well, that's the way he does it.
I enjoyed it. It's sounds great and looks great, too, for those of you not fortunate enough to see it. So the songs we heard in that set... the last one was Peace of Mind. Before that, we heard Oceans of Sound, Three Quarters, and then Dead was the opening cut.
Yes.
And are those all off the new CD?
No.
No.
The first two
are
off the new one.
Very nice.
Dead and Three Quarters. But, you know, Oceans goes back to Heads on Fire. But we kind of see that as a new record, too, having Thrill Jockey, you know, just reissued it not that long ago.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Now, I was reading one of the many glowing reviews about the new record that have come out, and it talked about, or I guess it was really you were talking about, a somewhat different way of recording the new record where it was a little bit less structured or more...
Yeah. It wasn't really structured at all.
Uh-huh.
Outside of the fact that we had 3 days, and we knew we had 3 days, and it, you know, we hadn't at that point we hadn't played with Kid in a while
because
he had been busy with Oneida, and
you're referring to Kid Millions, who plays drums on the album,
exactly, and so we just had this small period of time to kind of get together and flush out some things that we had been messing around with for a while. You know, like the song Three Quarters, that was one of the first things that we wrote with Kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's been around. That one was kind of, I think, the most structured out of anything. And Dead, the first track, we just learned like a day before we went in to record.
Cool.
So I think that version was only like, what, the second or third time we played that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just decided it was
there. It was just good.
It was
there.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, so that, I mean, just that right there, it speaks to how this recording was different.
Uh-huh.
You know, the songs weren't rehearsed.
Which I think is kind of cool because a lot of times when you've played songs in a band over and over and over again, you sort of settle into a routine and they can feel a little bit either not formulaic, but just kind of like you've treaded this ground before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was like
how we felt about Dead is that we liked that it just came out and sounded really good, and we just wanted to record it right then.
And Lee and I were talking about this the other day about like how, you know, you're in bands and you spend all this time rehearsing these songs, and then the songs are just like kind of beaten to a pulp. You know, it's like I kind of felt that White Hills was going in that direction, and the last thing I wanted was it to become one of those bands.
Uh-huh.
So just kind of, you know, you got to shake up the box.
Yeah. And another cool thing about this CD that I enjoyed is just sort of the I don't want to call them transitional songs because that might tend to diminish the songs, but kind of the instrumental pieces between the vocal pieces on the CD, which I think works really well.
I don't mind that way that you explained it. I mean, they are kind of thought of that way, because they are, those songs are all small portions of longer pieces, and for, you know, just one reason or another, for this I didn't want them to be these long things, but I like things flowing.
Yeah,
you know, so we are very conscious of like making something that goes in and out of each other nicely, because it's the experience of an album. It's not necessarily the experience of a song.
Which
is what we do, what we try to do with the live thing.
Even with this set, I mean, it's four songs that flowed in and out of each other very, very neatly. And the one downside I was thinking of to myself during that set is, oh boy, the poor guy who has to cut these up for the Free Music Archive into individual songs is going to be trying to figure out where to make the cut from one song to the next.
So he's a question.
That's
all you got to do is wait for all just the noise where we're all fumbling.
Now what? So the new CD is out on Thrill Jockey, as we mentioned. You just played a couple of shows in the New York area over the last few weeks. What's next on the White Hills agenda?
What's next? Well, we play on May 29th at the Psych Fest at Glasslands.
Oh, nice.
With Hopewell, Sunburned Hand of the Man. Who else is on it? It's a bunch of bands. It's like from 6 until 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Psychic yeah. Girls?
Oh, yeah. Psychic Ills are on it as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. We got that coming up. We are playing a show with Cave on August 14th at Downstairs in West Webster Hall.
Okay.
Webster that's Hall, that. Yeah. What else do we have going on?
Well, oh, we're ATP playing ATP September 4th.
Right. That's yeah. right. That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, what we're hoping is that in August... that we'll do some dates out on the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll kind of come back here and then do some dates right before we do ATP, then do ATP, and there is... we will be doing some other shows in New York City around ATP, just nothing that we can officially
right, that's,
say.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
A ways off yet. Yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. For the local or national or worldwide WFMU listeners who would like to learn about White Hills, where on the internet might they be able to go to do such a thing?
Face space.
Face space? My face? Yeah, actually, just space. Just go to space.
That would be the right? most appropriate,
yeah.
actually.
No, the yeah. best that's thing what I is say. To come you to know, our MySpace page. That's where we've got all the tracks and all the info and everything you ever needed to know about White Hills.
And the address of that page is?
MySpace.com/White Hills.
Very nice.
All one word, lowercase.
Okay, duly noted. And I do know that you guys are now on Twitter as well, because I happen to stumble across that, I think, almost
yeah,
by
unfortunately,
accident.
I twit. I don't tweet, I twit.
Well, we'll take what we can get. Yeah. And that's White Hills Music, I think.
Yes,
the,
exactly.
Twitter.
White Hills Music.
All right, very
all
cool.
All together.
Any other things that the FMU audience should know at this point about White Hills? Besides the fact that you're awesome? Which they already know based on that last set.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't have you here if you weren't. Come on. Give me a little credit.
No.
We got
we give you tons of credit.
All right. Well, that
no,
sounds
no, no,
like...
Well, hold it. You got to understand, I was up very late last night, okay? And it wasn't because I was out partying. I was working.
That's right.
Right? And then it took me forever to get here, as
Listen,
you know.
Yes, only too well.
It's so New York City. We all got beaten with a bag of oranges on our way here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bruises.
Mm-hmm.
We got this wonderful new drummer, Lee, with us, and he's sticking around. We're going to be going back to Europe in November. We're going to be recording a new album probably around September. You know,
cool.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Lots of stuff percolating.
Keeping it going. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, thanks again for coming in, and thanks to Glenn Luttman for returning to engineer the live set, and we'll see you soon.
And thank you, Evan.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Ciao.
Bye.